you were nailed up on a, you'd put a strip here and a strip at the bottom, and then you'd take these pickets and nail them up on them strips, stand them up. You could have as high as you wanted it.
You have a kind of a twisted wire.
Barbed wire?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
I've seen it done and I've helped, but it takes two to do it. It takes almost three. Because they stick a stick through that roll of wire and then two gets on, one on each side of it and roll it, and the other one lifts it up, and the other one nails it to the post.
Nails it to the
post.
When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
Uh-huh. And first of all, you'd set down your corner. You'd set down one corner.
Yeah. And you'd go on and put down another corner post. Put a post here and a post down yon, and then you'd string that wire to it from one to the other.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't know that.
Did you ever see those?
I've seen them, but I don't know.
And what did people used to milk in?
Buckets. Pure old buckets. My mama had her milk buckets, and nobody better not bother her milk buckets.
What was the bucket made out of?
Tin, just pure tin. They didn't have galvanized buckets then like they do now. I reckon they do now, I don't know. I don't know what they have now.
Did you ever see something like that made out of cedar?
What?
Did you ever see something like that made out of cedar?
Cedar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we had cedar water buckets, but not milk buckets.
And the thing you carry food to the hogs in, do you call that the...
I don't know. I never did feed a horse.
Hogs.
Huh?
Hogs.
Hogs.
Uh-huh.
A slop bucket.
And say if you cut some flowers and you wanted to keep them in the house,
put them in a vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a
fork, knife, and spoon.
And nowadays, if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak.
But do what now?
Nowadays, if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, for the people to cut their meat,
oh, a snake knife. A steak knife, not a snake knife. Steak knife.
Okay, you put out several of these.
I never did put but one, though.
And say if there was three people eating, you put out three spoons and three forks and three
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, and to get the suds off, she
scalds them.
Well, she to get the suds off them, what does she do?
She scalds them and then dries them.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, say she.
Yeah.
Another way of saying that, you'd say she
rinsed them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes.
Huh?
The cloth or the rag that you use when you're washing
dish towels and dish rags.
Okay. What about to bathe your face with? Do you have a...
A what?
To bathe your face with.
Bath cloth.
And